All right. Glad y'all could come out. Don't forget the CDs and that are back there, and we're going to have all the messages recorded. If I'm too loud, turn it down, but you know how I am anyway. I want to be turning to Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, beginning in verse 14. Matthew 25, verse 14. The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling in a far country, and who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, every one according to their several ability, and straightway took his journey. The one that had the 5 talents went and made 5 more. The one that had the 2 talents went and made 2 more, and the one that had the 1 talent, he went and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's talent. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came back to reckon with them. The one that had received the 5 talents came and said, Lord, you gave me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained 5 more. And he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. The one that had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou gave me 2 talents. Behold, I made 2 more. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. But the one that had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you was a hard man, reaping where you didn't sow and gathering where you didn't straw. I had the talent, but behold, here's the 1 talent. And Jesus said, thou wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I didn't sow and gather where I did not straw. You should have gave mine to the money changer so I would have mine with usury. And he said, Jesus said, take that 1 servant, or 1 talent from that servant, and give it to the one that has the 10 talents. For everyone it has, more will be given. And everyone that has not, even that which he has, will be taken away. And throw that unprofitable servant into the fire, where there shall be reaping and gnashing of teeth. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this morning. Our Father, we pray that our minds and hearts are attuned to the Word of God. Father, because that's the only thing that's going to change us. That's the only thing that's going to make a difference in our lives. We feast on your word, your love, your care. Father, we pray for every congregation represented here that, Father, they'll be preaching the truth, making a difference wherever they are. And Father, this morning, if somebody in here is not doing their level best, we pray that they will repent this morning. Father, help us to be in tune. Help us to grab a hold of this great message that Matthew wrote down for us, for our admonition. Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Should a man The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling in a far country. He's talking about Jesus here. I want you to get the fact that this is talking about Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is like that. Jesus came, Jesus left, and Jesus coming again. And you best be ready. So if you're going to really get the in-grip of what he was given here, you're going to have to understand that. Also, he said the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country. That Jesus going back to heaven. And he delivered unto them his goods. Now I don't know when I think of the goods. You know, if I was going to deliver my goods to somebody, I wanted them going to be take care of it, wouldn't you? Now, I had a 49 Chrysler. And it came in three colors. Black, black, and black. And I got the black one. Now, that 49 Chrysler only had like 70,000 miles on it. It was pristine. It was great. And I wouldn't want to give it to anybody that's not going to take care of that 49 Chrysler. But when I think of what Jesus gave us, that 49 Chrysler is a piece of garbage. But people say, well, what did Jesus give us? What did Jesus give us? Well, one thing he gave us the church. Now, what they saying about the church where you're at? It's so winning, it's a dud, it's gone. They're fighting, they're feuding, they're fussing, fighting. They're so winning. Whatever he's saying about it, guess whose fault it is? It's in your hands. Now, don't be blaming the preacher. Don't be blaming the elders. Don't be blaming anybody else. You need to get in the bathroom in the morning, look in the mirror, and you need to say, it's your fault. If something's happening in that congregation, it's not right, you need to get your act together. Now, he gave us the church. Now, whatever they're saying about the church, it's in our hands. Oh, is the congregation soul winning? Oh, are they feuding and fussing and fighting? I preached in a church in Indiana one time, man, that's all they did, feud, fuss, and fight. The Hatfields and the McCoys, they hated each other, but they come to church, man. Holy, holy, holy. When they left out the door, they clocked out and began to fight again. And then, I think what Jesus gave us, he gave us his word. When you think of that 49 Chrysler and you think of the church, you think of the word, man, that 49 Chrysler ain't worth nothing. This is precious, man. And what have we been doing with the church? And what have we been doing with the Bible? What have we been doing with the Word of God but trashing it? And definitely our country's been doing it for a while. And they're reaping. Reaping. You hear me what I say? We're reaping what has been sown. And what is happening in this world and what is not happening is the fault of what is happening and not happening in the church. Because the church is not preaching the word. The church is not standing for the truth. The church is not making a difference. That's the world, because the world is the way it is. How many pulpits are silent? How many pulpits are more interested in a carry-in dinner than they are about homosexual marriage, abortion, selling pieces of baby? And I'm going to tell you something, whether you like it or not, nothing's going to get done on that. Nothing's going to get done on that. And you look at Hitler and yell at Hitler. Hitler was a piker compared to us. That's why I wrote an article on Black Lives Matter. I wrote an article on, what was that? It was Tom Brady, Cecil the Lion, and Black Lives Matter. It was in the local newspaper, and I figured they wouldn't even print it, but they did. But Black Lives Matter, I got to that because Tom Brady lied, and they're going to give him a four-game suspension. Of course, we know now he got over it. Our Congress has been lying for years, and they never got suspended. You know, that just blows my mind. And then Cecil the Lion, you know. See, I hate that Cecil got killed. Well, I remember putting a llama up there, so I put a giraffe up there or something, an antelope up there on Facebook, and underneath it wrote, where was everybody at when Cecil ate my baby? And Jimmy Kimmel got on TV and he cried about Cecil. He shot Cecil. That guy believes in abortion. They're cutting up babies. You understand this? Selling parts. And then Black Lives Matter. I thought all lives matter, but that Democrat running for president said all lives matter, and they all got on him, and he got up and apologized. I want you to understand, your life ain't worth a hoot. You don't matter at all. You understand, according to that dude? How come black lives don't matter when blacks are killing blacks? 95% of blacks are killing blacks. How come black lives don't matter when 1,983 black babies are aborted every day in this country? Where's Al Sharpton then? Where's old Jesse Jackson at then? We need to get our act together. When I think about what Jesus gave us, it blows my mind. Now, he gave us this word, and we can either preach it, teach it, or pervert it. It's in our hands. Then Matthew says, he gave one 5 talents. One, 2, and another one, everyone according to several ability. You know why some people don't have any more than 1 talent, don't even use the 1 talent they got? Because God knows they can't take care of it. Listen, if you don't use the talent you got, you're not going to get any more. You understand that? He said, everyone according to their several ability, everyone according to their ability. You don't raise yourself up, you're not going to be able to do any more. And yet the one guy took the 1 talent and dug in the ground, hit it. How many of you, I don't want to get in anybody's face tonight, you know, this morning, you know how I am, right? You girls know how I am. But how many of you could teach and don't teach? How many of you could pray and don't pray? How many of you could sing and don't sing? How many of you could serve and don't serve? How many of you sit in the pew week after week, day after day, like you're going through McDonald's at the drive-thru, getting what you want? You're just like that guy with 1 talent. That's what he did. He hit his talent. What good, listen, what good is that soul you could win when the judgment bar of God falls? When you stand before Jesus on that last day, what good's that one song you could have sang, that class you could have taught, that somebody you could have discipled? What good is that on the last day? What good is it? And for some people are clueless. I've had people say, I don't know what my talent is. That's pretty bad, isn't it? I don't know what my... Well, you better find out what it is, because when you get to the judgment bar of God, God's going to call you, the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to stand before the Lord of glory and answer for why you've been so slothful, why you haven't done anything, why you sat in the pew and blamed everybody else for the church, whether it's up or down, and never did a stinking thing to help out. Understand this, that Jesus is coming back. It's like he said, after a long time, you know, everybody thinks they're getting away with something. After a long time, he's coming back. And that's what he said in there. After a long time, he came and reckoned with the servant. And the one who had five talents come and say, Lord, you gave me the five talents. Behold, I got five more. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you rule over me. Enter into joy, Lord. When I had the two talents came and said, Lord, you gave me two talents. Behold, I made two more. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you rule over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now, I want to ask you a question. What was the difference between the reward of the guy that had the five talents and made five more, the guy that had two talents made two more? Absolutely nothing. Maybe you can make communion bread. Do it. Maybe you can sing a song. Do it. You're going to have as much glory to walk on as I am. Maybe I preached in 20-some countries, to 13 countries, in most of the United States. And maybe you just sang your song or played your thing. You're going to have as much gold to walk on as I am. It isn't who's important. Everybody's important. Maybe you clean the building. Maybe you do this. Maybe that's your talent. Use your talent. He said, well done. Well, me and Judy go out to a restaurant, and we're going to get a steak. I want to hear the cow moo. All right, that's getting ready. But Judy wants hers well done. And when they bring it out, it's the same steak. Understand this, it's the same steak. My steak's like this, and Judy's looked like a hockey puck. She used a serrated blade, and I thought there was sawdust on her plate. Well, on the judgment day, Jesus is not going to say, rarely done, my good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. There's some people rarely do anything. They rarely give, they rarely sing, they rarely work, they rarely do anything in the church. He's going to say, I never ordered you. He's not going to say, medium done, my good and faithful servant. Some people are like that. They're just medium. They don't do anything. They just sit there. That's all it is. Medium. In and out. You don't know if they're going to have an inner tube on Sunday around their waist or they're going to have a Bible in their hand. Listen, when you gave your life to Christ, that was Sunday morning. That was Sunday. That was when the assembly was called. That was when you gave it 24 hours a day. 24 hours. Not 1 hour on Sunday morning. You know what Jesus is going to say? I never ordered you. The only people that Jesus likes are well done. I don't know about you, but that's what I want to hear on the judgment bar of God. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Then the guy with the one talent came and said, I knew you was a hard man. Reaping what you hadn't sown and gathering what you hadn't not strawed. No. I hit it here. Let me dig it up. Let me get a shovel here, okay? Just, I'll be a second. Won't be, you won't have to wait too long, Jesus. I got it right here. Now listen to me. That's a Christian. Somebody that's been immersed. You hear me, what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about some heathen, but you ask the church that same thing. What are they going to say? Well, he meant well. That old sucker game, he told the best jokes in church. Oh, man. He was always friendly to everybody. A little old lady say, he used to open up the door for me all the time. Certainly he's okay. What did Jesus say? You wicked and slothful servant, you know that I reap where I haven't sown and gather where I have not sown. You ought to give mine to the usury so I might have something with extra when I come. Well, wait a second, preacher. You can't be wicked unless you're in sin. It's a sin for you not to do the best for Jesus. It's a sin if you got a talent to teach and you don't do it. It's a sin if you got a talent to preach and you don't do it. It's a sin if you got a talent to play the piano or sing or do anything and you don't do it. It's a sin. And you better get your act together because Jesus is coming back. And I'm telling you what, this is no game playing thing. It's going to happen. It's like in Noah's day. When Noah preached, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I'm telling you what, when the water started getting up on their ankles, then the water started getting on their hip, and the water got on their chest, and pretty soon they was at that ark saying, let me in, Noah, let me in. It's too stinking late. It's just slothful. Too late. You ever see a sloth? I used to watch Wild Kingdom. You ever watch Wild Kingdom? That's old. I mean, that's old time Wild Kingdom. What was the guy in Wild Kingdom? What? Oh, yeah, Marlin. Yeah, I love Marlin. I love Marlin. You know, Marlin's like the guy that's a wicked servant. I remember Marlin. This is a show I watched, Marlin. You remember Jim? Okay. Jim's in the water with an anaconda. Okay, get this. Jim's in the water with an anaconda, and an anaconda like that. Guess where Marvin's at? Marlin's in the boat. And this is what he says. I'll never forget that. Jim's having trouble with the anaconda. You know who never jumped out of the boat? Marlin. He didn't care if Jim had all kinds of trouble with an anaconda. He ain't getting out of that boat for nothing. And that's a lie. A lot of you can see your brother and sister drowning, and you're not getting out of the boat to help them. You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I didn't sow, gather where I did not straw. You ought to get mine to the usuries. You know, what good is that soul going to be on the judgment day? What good is that song going to be? I know what a lot of people are going to do. Because they ain't gave all their life, you know. When I first became a Christian, well, you know, you have to grow. I believed in one Lord, one faith, and $1. Man, I was good at it. And I fold that dollar bill. I get that dollar bill out, and they thought I was a Boy Scout. or somebody in the military folding the flag. See, I did the one cup method. You ever do the one cup? I'm not talking about the non-instrumentals. I'm talking about the Jim Spinotti method. One. See, you put that dollar in there like that, and when it came by, you dropped it. And then they'd all get back there and say, well, Spinotti gave a dollar again. See, you ain't fooling nobody. I can imagine what that man did when he didn't give that. You know what good's that money that you could have gave to help somebody be one in the kingdom? You know, there's missionaries. Bob Hartman's there, missionaries. He goes over to Ghana, beats himself to death. This guy is real up. He's real. I wouldn't have him here. He's real. He's a worker. One thing about Bob bullheaded, but that's good and that's bad. But it's good when he's on the gospel. He's bullheaded as snot, but I love him to death. But what good's that check going to do on the day of judgment? I could imagine the guy that had the one talent saying, wait a second, Lord. My 401k, yeah, I got a CD. Let me sign it over to you right now. In fact, I'm not going to give you 10%, Lord. I'm going to write the whole thing for you. What good is that going to do on the judgment ball? Absolutely nothing. What I want you to understand is that's a servant. That was somebody was immersed in the Christ. That's somebody that was a servant of the king. Then he says, take that one talent from him and give him to the one that has 10. For everyone that has, they will have more. Listen, every time you have your talent, if you hang into the kingdom, you'll have more. You'll have more. Some people say to me, well, you can't lose that talent. You tell that to somebody who plays the piano, don't play it. You tell that to me. And I do memory work each day. If I don't do that memory work, I'm going to lose it. You understand that? You have to do that work, and that's the only way it grows. You do that memory work. You can lose your talent by being lazy, by being slothful, by sitting there and allowing somebody else to do it. Well, I sang in the choir for 28 years, and that's enough for me. Good luck. Somebody asked me, when are you going to retire, Spinotti? I said, when I die. That's when I'm going to retire. Well, I retired. There's no retirement in the Lord. You understand that? What always kicked me is when the new guys come into to Sunshine School of Evangelism, they'll say, I'll say, well, why do you want to come here? I want to go in full-time service for the Lord. And I look at them and I say, wait, are you part-time now or what? You understand? When we're immersed in the Christ, we're in full-time service for the Lord. Take that unprofitable servant and cast him in a lake of fire where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Listen, brothers and sisters, we need to go places we've never been with money we don't have and talents we don't possess. Because when we do that, that's when God does it. We depend on God. That's when God does it. Somebody asked me, said, how can you go to into Russia and do the things you did? I'm not qualified. That's why I can go. I know what I was doing when I went there. I just went there. I'm just dumb enough and crazy enough about the Lord that it didn't matter. I'm going there and I'm going to preach the gospel and it doesn't matter. Because then God gets the glory. Not Jim Spinotti, because he's nobody. But Jesus is everything. You don't know what your talent is? Find your talent. You got a talent? Start using it for the glory of God. I love Jesus. And I love what he's given each and every one of you. Every one of you have a talent. So the best advice I can give you as I leave this pulpit, get to work. Get her done.